punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is actually a happy Tuesday.
I know.
It is raining.
It is raining.
And
it's a miracle.
It says here we have, we've at the Gabe Gadget, we have 2,200 so far, or 221,000, however you want to look at it. But it looks like, looking out there, it's rained a lot more. There's water running.
It's pretty steady.
Yeah, the water's running down the deal. I don't know how, well, I can't. Let me look here. I got the Jimmy Gadget radar.
Jimmy Gadget.
And looking, according to my radar, so, hey, the text line is open, 580-225-9697. Text in where you're at and how much rain you've got so far. I know people in northwestern Oklahoma, we didn't get much. Cheyenne, a little bit of rain there. It's showing on my deal around Elk City, anywhere from 3/10 to 6/10 south of town. Around Carter, there's a line from Willow, west of Willow, kind of like my place, all the way west of Hobart, around Sentinel, South Cordell, around Carter. It's showing on my deal anywhere from 6/10 to 1 inch. Mangum looks like they got anywhere from around 3/10 to 6/10. And down there around Blair, there's a streak through there that went from basically Hollis to Snyder, 1 inch, Altus, maybe 3 or 4 tenths. Up north, man, I'm sorry, you guys didn't get much, but it's coming because I got good news for you from the Texas A&M AgriLife at Bryan Station.
Yeah.
College Station.
What's the good
at
news?
At Bryan. Yeah, however that goes. The good news is about the La Nina.
La Nina.
El Nina. Yes. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. 33 at Cheyenne, 45 at Slapout, 42 at the May Ranch, 45 over there around Helena, home of Kip Hungerford's Angus Bulls. Anyway, I'll throw that out there for him. The Mesonet Centers must be down in southwestern Oklahoma because Hollis, none of them are showing up on my deal. But it's 39 at Medicine Park. I'm sure it's in the 30s around Mangum, Granite, and everything. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, 37 at Miami, 36 at McLean, 40 at Wellington, 43 at Odell. You know where Odell is?
I don't think so.
It's south of Altus, right on the Red River on the Texas side.
Oh, it's way down there.
Yeah. Childress, 40 degrees. We got a lot going on today, don't we?
Yes, there's a lot of things in front of us.
Yeah, when you come in, I said, I'm so glad you're here.
Surprise.
Anyways, good.
I told him last week, but I knew he probably
didn't
remember.
You did. I was just glad. But you know me, I'm a flexible boss.
It's kind of nice.
All right. Let's check out what's happening. Big things that happened overnight. Black Sea Grain Initiative is getting closer to being renewed, according to reports. So I guess the only thing waiting on is Russia, which has complained that its demands under the agreement haven't been met. Said it's willing to renew it, but only for 60 days. So they're just playing politics down there. Wheat futures for May delivery dropped 5.25 cents to $6.79 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 3.75 cents to $7.96 a bushel. Corn futures were down 2.75 to 16.75 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 4 cents to $14.87 a bushel. Soybean meal was down $4.30 to $4.75 a short ton. And soy oil rose 11 cents to $55.97. It says here, corn inspections in the 7 days it ended on March 9th rose to 1 million metric tons. Why do they do this? 999,388. Why don't they just say a million metric tons?
Or about a million.
Yeah, about a million. Anyway, wheat inspections fell to 249,000 metric tons. That's from the week before, it was 341,000. And soybean inspections was 43. No, that can't be right. There we go. Soybean assessments increased to 618,000 metric tons. That's up from 552 the week before. Weather in our farm belts. Freeze warnings have been issued from Arkansas through the Carolinas, according to the National Weather Service. In Arkansas, temperatures overnight fell as low as 28 degrees. I hate it, because you know why? They've already got corn in the ground in Arkansas.
Oh,
so that's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
The warning will remain in effect till 9 a.m. this morning and again tonight. Cold weather will persist tonight as temperatures are forecast to fall to 31 degrees into tomorrow morning. In the southern plains down here where we are, dry weather is expected. They lied.
It's not dry.
Yeah.
Not right now, anyway.
Yeah, dry weather is expected that may lead to wildfires starting tomorrow. Elevated fire weather conditions are possible for western parts of Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle Wednesday afternoon, which is tomorrow, because it's going to be breezy tomorrow.
Ooh.
Due to the winds out of the southwest at 15 to 25 with higher gusts and a very low humidity, values around 20%. So even though we're getting rain today, people, don't go start fires this afternoon, because it's going to be ugly tomorrow.
Welcome to the Southwest.
Yeah.
It was
exactly
85 on Saturday, and now it's raining, and tomorrow there's wildfire warnings.
Hey.
Something new every day.
You know the bad thing about you friending me on Facebook?
No. Everything.
I see you went shopping.
I did go shopping.
Yeah. She won't tell me how much the dress costs.
No.
Anyway, but it sounds like it's a cool color. It's for prom.
Yes.
Is it now?
It's like a white iridescent color, kind of. So when it hits, like, certain lighting, it kind of changes colors, which is pretty cool.
Like disco.
Yeah.
John Travolta,
yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
It's very sparkly.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Can't wait to see you on, get your pictures from prom. I bet you're going to be the prettiest lady there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, speaking of OYE, we got some kiddos out here that are thumping on it.
Yeah, like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Some local
kids. You know what's cool about it? I've posted, I think, 7 or 8 on Facebook, on our KCO Facebook
page. Yeah, I've
seen those. And out of those 7, 4 of those kids came in here when we were doing FFA week.
I remember that.
So next year, you kids want to do good at the stock show, can't be bashful.
No, you can't.
So anyway, tell us about some of them that I got today.
Yes, so Allison Friesen from Arnett FFA won Supreme Champion Purebred Heifer.
That's big.
That is big. That's pretty awesome. That's a pretty big accomplishment. Is she a senior?
No, she wasn't in here.
Nope.
Yeah, she's a senior, wasn't in here.
Okay. I don't think I interviewed her.
I think according to my underground sources, her dad's like the superintendent up there or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sure that didn't have no influence at OYE.
No, okay. No.
She's a good kid.
She is, yeah, for sure. And then Brooklyn Bailey from Hydro Eakley FFA won Reserve in Division 1 with her Simmental Influence. And that Simmental Influence was bred by the Mousingus Ranch.
Hey, guess what? And today is the Stockman's Bet.
Happy Cap Hour.
That's right.
Yes, it is. Also, Kylie Millen from Eric FFA won first in her class, which was Class 2, with her Angus Heifer and Reserve champion in her division.
Awesome. And
so,
congratulations on Kylie. The reason why that caught my attention, she was Reserve Grand Heifer at Beckham County.
Oh, really?
Yep. She is.
I'm pretty sure I interviewed her.
I think I did.
I'm pretty sure about that.
She's 6 foot tall or something.
Yeah.
She's a tall girl, but she's
must
cool.
Be nice.
She's cool.
It must be nice. I'm 5'3", and I'm way down here.
You don't want to be tall.
No, it's okay.
And That way you don't have to bend over to go in through the doors.
Yeah. All right, then.
Anyway, yeah. So congratulations to them.
Yes.
If there's some kids out there, well, I don't care if it's goat, sheep, hogs, cattle, or ag mechanics.
Yeah, send them
in. You guys, I can't cover all social media. So you guys can either go to my social media Facebook page, or you can message me, or you can text it in here, and I will put them on there. I'll make them famous.
For sure.
Yeah, so anyway, it's cool.
Yep.
And congratulations to all those kids and all those pictures I see on OIE and Jimmy Harrell.
Yeah.
He's right there. I mean, that guy has got some energy. He's right there. Mr. Bank of Western Oklahoma, handshake, he'll do it. He's so supportive of FFA and 4-H kids. It's not even funny.
He
a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's a very good guy. So anyway, we appreciate what you do up there, Mr. Harrell. We appreciate everything. We appreciate OYE altogether. Well, we got stuff coming up.
We got a lot.
After the break, we'll tell you a little bit about Stockman's Vet when we get back from this Stockman's Vet
Happy Cap Hour
break. Anyway, and there's some stuff came up from OSU. The Home Expo, the Farm Expo's coming up. And
it's always a good time.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's talk about that before we go to break.
Okay.
Well, it's fresh on my mind. Saturday, April 1st, will be the Southwest Farm and Home Expo. If you need some CEU credits, OSU is going to be there at 8:30. And there are going to be all kinds of stuff going on. And the food's going to be provided by Fowler Agency.
Nice.
And when you get done, you can go right to the bull cell.
Wonderful.
So anyway, so keep that in mind. More information, I'll have some more information on that. But if you want some CEU credits, two will be available. Gary Strickland will be talking about grain sorghum management, weed control, coffee and donuts. That ought to be worth
it. Donuts, I'm done. Like, that's why I'm going. I'm going for the donuts.
Yeah. And anyway, that'll be going on, and then it'll be done just in time for the 2 o'clock all-breed bull sale. And matter of fact, your daddy, Mr. Brent, and Jason Redd are coming in next Thursday. And you're in charge.
Oh, sweet.
So,
that's going to be fun.
Yep. So anyway, we got that all coming up. We got so much stuff going on and it ain't fun. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, it was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246. 4246.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 Age Advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 10th. 1,449 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 485 brought 238. 5 at 509 brought 243. 10 at 555 brought 241. 4 at 609 brought 225. 7 at 723 brought 193. 8 at 879 brought 177. 4 at 940 brought 137. 7 head of heifers at 402 brought 223. 4 at 479 brought 206. 5 at 577 brought 192. 11 at 600 brought 185. 15 at 670 brought 182.50. 12 at 693 brought 183. 10 at 699 brought 175. Butcher cows were 60 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 51 to 125.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1950. Pairs brought 385 to 2325. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday, 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your daddy's alive.
Apparently.
He's taking your babies.
He is taking my baby. Those babies, oh my goodness.
Henry?
Oh, there's so much work.
Oh, yeah, they
Let
are.
Me tell you that. Those second calf heifer, or first calf, the first calf heifers. I got it right this time. First calf heifers, they can be a pain in the butt sometimes.
Speaking of your second year heifers, I heard about it at the sale barn the other day.
Thanks a lot for that.
Them deal boys.
Yeah.
Bo and Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah. They let it known all over the sale barn that Jimmy and his second calf heifers was in the sale barn, and now there's a new one out there, second year heifers.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Okay, let's check out Dozer, Oak, Texas. I almost said Oklahoma. out in the West Texas Panhandle. How about that? It's not. It's in the East Texas Panhandle, but it's under the West Texas Mezzanine. Currently at Dozer, it is 38 degrees. Wind chills 33. The winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour with wind gusts all the way up to 8. 31 for your dew point, 77 for your humidity. Let's see what else we got. Today, you have 16/100ths of an inch rain. No red flag minutes today. Sub-freezing minutes. It must have been cold at 541 minutes. That's a little, what is that? Almost 7 hours. It is 7 hours in 1 minute. 7 hours and 1 minute of freezing temperatures today. 8-inch soil temperature in Dozer out in the Texas Panhandle is 49 degrees. Well, welcome back to the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. What about the Stockman's Vet?
Yes, so Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is with Dr. Taylor Mouse. And Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers and ranchers and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. And is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventative herd, health consultations and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. You can call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580 225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. Thank you, Dr. Taylor Mouse.
Yeah, she's a busy lady.
She is a busy lady.
I went in there this morning to ask about these two Simmental purebreds I had that I brought in. I couldn't remember last year. I couldn't find it in my checkbook. And I found out it was January. It was over a year ago. So anyway, I was checking on that. But Christy had the record
Oh, yeah.
She had the record right
up
there.
You know how many times? So my dogs, I've got three dogs.
And you do? Yes, I didn't know this.
Yeah, yes, I have three dogs. They're kind of ornery. Have a border collie, full purebred border collie. Her name's Sam. She's about medium. She's a short hair.
Okay.
So she's about medium size, but she's my old girl. She's my baby.
She looked like Lassie.
No. She's got this real short hair. She's pretty, though. And then I've got an Australian Shepherd. His name is Duke. He's my spoiled... I kind of spoil him, and I get in trouble for it because then he acts ornery, and I'm like, it's not my fault.
Is that the one I seen following your dad when you guys were rounded up one day?
Okay. He's pretty smart. And then we have another one, and she's a border Aussie. And so she's a mix of the two. And so she's pretty small, pretty lean, but she got lots of muscle. She looks more like my border collie on the outside, but she acts like my shepherd. So I get the best of two of them. But, you know, they got about a year ago, I don't know, it was really strange. One of them got a cut on their foot, and it was my border collie. And then, like, a year later, or I don't even know if it was a year, it was probably 6 months, my Australian Shepherd got a cut on his leg. And we don't know what he cut it on. I mean, it could have been barbed wire fence. It could have been anything. They're cow dogs, so they stay outside. They run around. It could be anything. So we called Dr. Taylor Mouse. It was a Sunday. And we were like, we have a problem. Our dog, he's got a cut on his leg.
Bleeding
everywhere. We don't know what to do. And she was like, okay, meet me at the vet clinic. I'll be there in 30, 40 minutes. So we were like, okay. And it was on Sunday, so she was close. She met us there. She fixed him up, stitched him up. It was like, bring him back in 2 weeks, and we'll wrap it again. We'll rewrap it and take out the stitches, and he should be good to go.
Oh, no, she's really good about that. It's a bad thing that vets are only popular when it's night or weekends.
Yeah.
Because I seen last weekend, she posted, we'll be open till noon Saturday, but I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So I think they went up to the OIE.
That's fun.
Yeah, because I think they got some heifers and cattle up there. People are showing, so they go up and help them and stuff. But anyway, they were out of there. So anyway, but you got to do that. You just got to shut down and forget about it. And it's not like the oil field. It never shuts down.
No.
Anyway. Okay, let's go with this real quick. I got the futures right now on cattle. Live cattle for April is 162.97. They're all down today. I think everything's down but grains. Yeah, everything's down but grains in the stock markets. June live cattle, 157.72. Live cattle, August, 157.47. October, 162.07. Feeder cattle for March, 189.95. Feeder cattle for April, 195.62. Elk City, I got Mr. Brandon Hickey sent me stuff yesterday. Find my photos here. Yesterday evening, they had some good sales. They had some really good sales.
That's good.
So, Friday at Elk City, 1,449 head. Just briefly, I'll just look at some of these. The 4 to 5 weights were bringing anywhere from what they sent me, 221 to 240. 5 to 6 weights looked like was anywhere from 217 to 243. 5 or 6 to 7 weights were pretty good, 189 to 225. And then 7 weights were up to $1.93, so pretty good. And then on heifers, they were really good too. 2 to 3 weights bringing up to 258. 4 to 5 weights up to 217 or 220 actually. And 5 to 6 weights, top end out of there, see there on this is 198, almost $2. And the 6 to 7 weights, they had some all the way up to 191.50. butcher cows, bringing $1.10 up to $1.10. Butcher bulls up to $125.50 per hundredweight. Bred cows up to $19.50. Pairs bringing up to almost $2,400. It's going on. Western Oklahoma yesterday, I had a buddy. I won't say his name, but we all know him in Western Oklahoma is the secret weapon. Okay. Anyway, he sold a semi-load over there yesterday. So today he's shopping for new golf clubs. Might be getting his oil changed. And looking for new hay baler. Anyway, his cattle did real good. We're all happy for him. Over at Clinton yesterday, at WOLA, five weights were bringing up to 219, six weights were bringing up to 205, seven weights, looks like 196 was top end on what he sends me. This is not all of them. They just randomly picked some. I'm going to say this one was from the secret weapon. 22 head, weight 732, brought a $196. I bet that's his. I bet it is. Anyway, eight weights were bringing up to $1.79.50. Nine weights, $177.50. Heifers look good, looking good. The five weights were bringing up to $2.10. Six weights were bringing up to $1.96.50. $1.94. No big difference there. And seven weight heifers were bringing $1.81. What bred cows I had there yesterday brought $13.10. Butcher cows $1.07. Butcher bulls $122.75. How about that? Anyway, what else we got going on today?
A lot.
Talk about the Penny News. It's in the Penny News. Talk about them.
Hey, the Penny News saved our butt last week, by the way, in case y'all are wondering.
They did.
I was like, where's the Penny News? Somebody give me the Penny News. It's like, I know there's something in there I can read. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you did. I didn't even have to say anything. You're good at this.
Like, all I could think about was like dead air, dead air, dead air. I was like, no, not today. But the Purevine Farms in Fay, Oklahoma, has been Western Oklahoma's Sim Angus bull source since 1998. They raise 18-month to 2-year-old stout-made, sound-structured, foraged, developed bulls for sale private treaty. That was a lot of adjectives to describe a bull. They've got complete herd health tested and ready for service. Calving ease heifer bulls available, sired by Stevenson Turning Point and PCC Fortress 40E. And their slogan is Bulls Built to Last, adding pounds and profit to any program. You can call or text Chet Purevine at 580-623-3693 for more information. And that is in Fay, Oklahoma.
And they got a big old ad in the Penny News.
Yes, they do. It's very, very large.
Yes, it's big. It's a quarter page.
It's very big.
And then when we get back later, I want to talk about the Harrison Bull Sale coming up over by Arapahoe. And the calendar even still grows. It's getting bigger.
It's always
big.
The
only one I don't see on there is your dad's. So anyway, we'll take care of that. Maybe somebody will say, hey, I heard your name today. You guys, I know you've got a limited budget, but it's all. When we come back, I want to talk about the La Nina.
La Nina.
La Nina.
El Nina.
I got corrected yesterday. I was talking about out in, they were shooting some wild cows out there, and I thought it said G-I-L-A. So, and that's one of the very few mountain ranges or areas that I don't know about in New Mexico. They didn't know how to pronounce it. I called it Gila.
Gila?
It's Gila. So, anyway, I had that wrong.
Hey, I only took basic Spanish.
And I think one of your friends
school, so.
Is the one that texted in on it, the one that wants you to say boomer sooner.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway. He knows who he is.
But we got lots more coming up. The combine sales are up. Tractor sales are down. Hay report.
Yeah.
And, okay, I don't know. We got a lot of things going on.
There's so much today.
Yep, there is a lot. It's Tuesday. It's Hay Day Tuesdays on Stockman Vets Clinic Happy Gap Hour. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
My name is Ken. I'm a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation. I quit smoking using the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Smoking was a huge part of my life for over 30 years. I became so tired of it taking time and money away from the things that were important to me. I had to take action. I called the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. The helpline gave the support I needed to finally quit. If I can do it, anyone can.
Call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. A program of TSAT.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That's your fun fact of the day about me.
What's so northwestern Oklahoma forecast?
I've got Alva, Oklahoma today. It's 46 degrees in Alva, but feels like 39 degrees. Dew point today is 23 degrees. Humidity is 40%. Wind is out of the south at 15 miles an hour. And your sunset today is at 7:40 p.m., not 6:40 p.m., 7:40, because we had daylight savings and we all lost an hour of sleep, and I don't like that personally.
No, neither do I. They need just leave it alone.
Yeah. Today you can expect a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Wind's going to be out of the south at about 16 miles an hour all day. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 36 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the south. Tomorrow's going to be breezy with a high of 67 degrees. Winds are going to be out of the south, getting up to 28 miles an hour. And then tomorrow night it's also going to be breezy with a low of 52 degrees, so not as cold. But winds are still going to be out of the south and getting up to 32 miles an hour. So
I bet we have some fire warnings out tomorrow.
Yep. Thursday, there's a 40% chance of rain showers with a high of 59 degrees, and wind is still going to get up to 29 miles an hour, but it's going to shift from south to the north. And then Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, 49 degrees, a little bit breezy. And Saturday, it's looking to be 46 degrees and only a little bit of wind, only 9 miles an hour.
It'll be nice.
It's going to be a little chilly, but it's going to be nice without the wind.
Okay. Well, looking at the radar, Custer County, Southern Dewey, parts of Ouachita is still in the rain right now. It looks pretty good. There's a little bit up there in Roger Mills around Cheyenne, I think. I can't zoom in on this, but I'm pretty close. And anyway, rain continues, and all I can do is say, thank goodness, where it rained, it rained. And
yep.
According to this, from the Texas AgriLife, Bryan, Texas, the historic Triple Nina event has been declared officially over by the NOAA. Okay? In a discussion issued by the Climate Prediction Center, the below average sea surface temperatures in the equator in the Pacific Ocean began a shift towards average, which signals the end of the La Nina pattern. The El Nina Southern is a complicated process that is thought to affect worldwide temperature and wind patterns from the surface to the top of the atmosphere, but can often be used to predict seasonal outlooks across the globe and even in specific regions. For Texas, La Nina typically means drier and warmer than average conditions than would be expected in what would be seen as a neutral year, when neither climate pattern is in effect. Typically, during a La Nina event, the jet stream tends to run and remain further north across the central and northern United States, often bypassing the southern half of the country from big weather makers. In the last couple of months, despite the Triple Nina, this pattern has largely been responsible for persisting drought across California and Texas. Fortunately, timely rains and over the past few years, Nina, this pattern has largely, for the past few years, has softened the blow in Texas and California in the last few months and put, in California, it's put a sizable dent in their drought. Snow, rain, all kinds of stuff been going on over there. Hopefully they learn how to preserve their water supplies. Yeah. Anyway, El Nina is when the water temperatures are above average, though at least through at least early summer. Climate forecasters are expecting the globe to stay neutral, which means average weather for us through early summer. There is growing confidence that El Nino will form during the summer and continue through the end of the year. Typically, that means wetter, cooler than average weather in our region and across the Southwest and Midwest. This may act to finally crush the drought that persists through a lot of the central parts of Texas, Northern Texas, Western Oklahoma, the Panhandles, and hopefully Kansas gets some relief because they're in the worst right now. But finally, since 1950, remember this,
okay.
1950, there has been 25 El Nina events and 26 La Nina events. While regionally El Nina correlates to cooler and wetter weather, the average global temperature tends to be higher, leaving some climate scientists to forecast summer of 2023 to be one of the hottest around the globe, potentially topping 2016. And I'm going to tell you, 2016 was hot. But anyway, but it'll be wetter.
When I prayed for hot weather, I didn't pray for that.
All right. So, anyway, that's what's going on that deal.
So, La Nina is bad and El Nina is good? Is that what I got from that?
Yeah, neutral's the best.
Okay.
In between.
No, we live in Oklahoma. There's no such thing as neutral.
Neutral.
You get either one end of the stick or the other, but there's no in between.
No, there's not. So, anyway, but we need to get out of this La Nina because there's ponds dry. People are hurting, and if for some of the folks south of I-40, they got rain today. It was probably a lifesaver.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, it really was. The wheat should green up, maybe already been damaged with, you see those blue terraces, mm-hmm. and they're, all that stuff. It's not cool.
Yeah.
And though it might have been a life-saving event for crop-wise. Is it a matter of life or death? Not really, but yes, it is financially. So anyway, yeah. we've had three rough years in a row, and so we need it. Anyway, hey, can you tell us a little bit? I know it's not your daddy's electric deal. Can you tell me a little bit about the guys in Southwest Oklahoma, Harmon Electric?
Can. Yes. Harmon Electric is having their 85th annual meeting on April 7th this year. And after three long years, Harmon Electric will return to our in-person meeting of the members. We are definitely ready to see some familiar faces and hopefully some new ones. If you do not feel comfortable or just simply don't want to be social, well, we have that covered too. We will also have a drive-through registration set up. The drive-through registration will be from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The meeting will begin at 1:30 p.m. Everyone should come hungry as we will be serving hamburgers, chips, and drinks. Make plans now to attend and visit with your board of trustees and the CEO, general manager, and the staff of Harmon Electric. The employees at Harmon Electric work very hard and take great pride in putting on a great meeting and visiting with our members. So that meeting is on April 7th.
Cool. See, North Fork is what?
It's in August.
August.
I know. I'm, this is the first year I'll miss it because I'll be at college this year, so.
It's on a weekend. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be going football game or something?
Once I'm up there, I might not be coming home for a while.
You hear that, Mommy and Daddy?
Yeah,
remember that when you give her the credit card for gas. anyway. All right. When we come back, I'll have, Jill will have your...
Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwest Oklahoma forecast.
Yep, you will. And Jill will also be talking about a producers meeting coming up in Beckham County. I'll be talking about the Harrison Bull Sale. And also want to tell you guys what sales are up, combines, tractors, and all that when we come back. So we'll be right back after this Stockman's Vet Happy Cap Hour break.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Get ready for endless fun because the spring break season pass sale at Six Flags Over Texas is here. It even comes with a free platinum upgrade and parking, and you can splash down at Hurricane Harbor Arlington for free. Plus a whole season of amazing events, including Fright Fest and epic rides like the new Aquaman Power Wave, coming soon. All starting at $7.99 a month after initial payment. Get your pass now just in time for spring break. See details at SixFlags.com.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has eight people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,947 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 523 brought 241. 11 at 641 brought 205. 13 at 755 brought 188. 15 at 783 brought 188.50. 11 at 853 brought 179.50. 24 at 874 brought 178. 33 at 973 brought 174. 12 head of heifers at 346 brought 210. 19 at 520 brought 206. 16 at 604 brought 190. 22 at 658 brought 184.50. 7 at 674 brought 169. 17 at 827 brought 170.50. 13 at 932 brought 167. Butcher cows were 30 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 122.75. Bred cows were 800 to 1310. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back.
And I have your Hobart Farm and Garden Southwest Oklahoma forecast for you. I picked Eric, Oklahoma today. It is 37 degrees, but feels like 31 degrees. Dew point today is 33 degrees. Humidity is 87%. It's the first time I've seen that at 87% in a really long time. Wind is out of the south-southeast at 7 miles an hour. Your sunset is going to be at 7:45 p.m. today. Today, you can expect a high of 48 degrees. Winds are going to remain out of the south, getting up to 14 miles an hour. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 34 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the south. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little breezy with a high of 70 degrees. See, that's how bipolar Oklahoma is. Like, it's 35 degrees today, and tomorrow it's going to be 70 degrees and winds up to 24 miles an hour. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be breezy with a low of 53 degrees, and winds are going to get up to 28 miles an hour. Thursday, there's a 30% chance of rain showers with a high of 63, and winds are going to shift from the southwest to the north, but are still going to be at 28 miles an hour. Friday, it's going to be 49, and Saturday, it's going to be 51 degrees.
Awesome. Well, Penny News. Today's Penny News. So tomorrow evening, they'll have a new one coming out. But the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar has grown pretty good size. And right now we have the Red River Red Angus Bull and Female Sale coming up March 25th. The McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale coming up March 27th. The Harrison Cattle Company Production Sale coming up March 28th. The Reds in the Heartland April 1st. And the Hobart Stockyards Spring Replacement Sale coming up April 29th. So a lot left to go on. Speaking of the Harrison Cattle Company, their production sale March 28th will be at the ranch. They're selling 48 two-year-old Hereford bulls, 46 spring pairs, and bred heifers. If you need to get a hold of them, it's a great sale. Call Leslie and Jan or Jan at Harrison at 580-331-8103. Or Harrison Cattle 2, the numeral 2, at iCloud.com. But that, anyway, Harrison Cattle Company coming up March 28th. They've been putting a big ad in the Penny News for That's quite some time.
Yeah.
And they've been really loyal to us. And it'll also be on Live Auctions TV. So,
very nice.
Anyway, it'd be good. All right. Earlier, you asked this question. You like snow cones.
I love snow cones.
Well, I know.
It's my favorite thing about summer.
You asked me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had two snow cone machines.
Don't tell me that. I'll come and, like, steal
No. I donated both of them to the city of Sayre.
Okay.
One of them will be for the rodeo ground, and one of them's going to be for the swim pool.
Nice.
And these were the ones that sliced ice. I mean,
oh,
they're good ones.
Oh, they're the good ones.
Yeah, and so we were moving. I had no room, and I had a pretty good chunk of change involved in these things. I had this bright idea that I was going to get these kids to make do a snow cone thing for me. It didn't work out. Anyway,
oh, that's sad.
So you asked me if I like snow cones,
yeah.
And I do. And I said, especially banana. I thought you was going to puke on the radio on that mic over there.
I hate banana.
Why?
I don't like bananas. I don't like banana pudding. I don't like anything. Like the Laffy Taffy
you
banana flavors.
You never had a banana cobbler?
Nope.
Huh. Neither have
I was like, I don't even like banana pudding. I don't think I'd like anything banana.
So have you ever had a banana snow cone?
No. I'm that person who goes through the line and gets what I like because I don't want to be disappointed.
Okay. And so your favorite is strawberry and apricot?
Peaches.
Peach. I mean, sorry.
Or peaches and cream. They put like this little cream in it. Oh, it's so okay. good.
Well, all right. So this morning I stopped at George Creek Market. There's on South Randall. Mm-hmm. Same building as SEI Agritech. I went in there last week early, and she had some pecans in there in the back.
Yes.
Shelled. They were the best ever. And I went and got some more this morning. And I got some eggs. They got fresh eggs in there. I brought some eggs to the ladies in the office this morning. They are all happy with me. And then we started talking about pecans.
Yeah.
We did. So anyway, I know where the place is, so tell everybody about the place that you love stopping at.
Okay, so as we were discussing earlier, I got a prom dress yesterday, and we have family down in the Dallas area, and so we drove the 4 hours down to Dallas so I could go get a prom dress. And
oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. I was like, it's my senior year. We're gonna make a fun trip out of this. So the way we take our route to down to Dallas, we take 287. All the way through Wichita
go to
Falls.
Altus and Vernon, yep. Go east. And,
yep, exactly. Go to Wichita Falls. So right past Wichita Falls, a little ways, is Henrietta, Texas. And if you go like 2 miles outside of Henrietta, just keep going through Henrietta. Once you get past Henrietta, 2 miles, there's a little shed there, a little gas station. They've got gas. They've got everything. And it's this family-owned little place on the side of the
convenience
highway.
Store.
Yeah, basically. And it's called the Pecan Shed. Oh, my goodness. So I can't remember. I think it was last year. We had already passed all the gas stations, but we needed gas. And I was like, oh, what about this place? It looks great. Never been there. Now it's like a ritual that we go there every time we go down to Dallas because it's so good. When you walk in, they've got homemade fudge in like 15 different flavors. And you can buy like a whole box of it. And it's, oh, it's so good. I tried the turtle one yesterday.
They got banana fudge?
No. No. I got all the good stuff.
Yeah.
I tried the turtle fudge. It was pretty awesome. And then they've got all these bags. Like, they've got big bags. They've got little bags. They've got, like, mini ones. I got a mini one. But they've got all these pecans. And, I mean, when I say pecans, they're not, like, little bitty ones. They're big. They're, like, that big.
Right.
And they've got all these different flavors. So I tried the dark chocolate ones because I love dark chocolate. They were so good. But they've got cinnamon, they've got spicy ones, they've got candied pecans.
Banana flavored pecans?
No. You gotta drop that. No, but they've got just about everything. So if you're going through Henrietta, Texas, on your way out of Henrietta, you better stop by there and get you some pecans because they're pretty
there.
Awesome.
I've been there. And
yeah.
I forgot all about it till you brought it up while ago. No, it's a cool place. Pecans are so good. But those pecans, these are the smaller ones she's got in the bag, and usually they taste the best, the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, down there at George Creek Market, right here on South Randall, if you need some pecans, I left you.
Go get them.
Pecans.
Pecans?
Yeah. Speaking of pecans, tomorrow I have a guy coming on here. His name's Russ Victor. He's from Kentucky. He's going to come on the show with me tomorrow in the last half, and we're going to talk about growing tobacco.
That's cool.
It's
interesting.
It's ought to be pretty interesting. I know we don't grow tobacco out here, but it's a cool process,
cool.
And it's probably almost a lost art.
Yeah.
And so, anyway,
cool.
We're going to talk to him. He grew up with none other than our auctioneer, Drew Kopp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he grew up with him, and he's got a little more twang than Drew does.
A little more twang.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's got it going on. Okay, coming up, what do we got?
Oh, yeah,
we need to talk about the producer
meeting. This is important. The Beckham County FSA producer meeting is going to be Thursday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Beckham County Barn in Sayre. Programs to be discussed are going to be farm loan options, LIP, ELAP, LFP, stay with me, CRP, and NAP.
Can you tell me what those names?
No, I'm not even going to try. You told me earlier, but if they're not written down, I'm not trying. And ERP, Phase 2, and PARP. That's a lot of abbreviations. I hope y'all got all that.
Yeah. And it's coming up when?
March 23rd. That's a Thursday, and it's at 10 a.m. at the Beckham County Barn in Sayre. Okay. Which is east of the courthouse.
So my combine sales and tractor sales report is 3 minutes long, and we only got a minute and a half left. So I'm going to save it for first segment tomorrow. Sorry, guys. I know you guys been hanging on wanting to hear about, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow so we have some good stuff coming up. Anyway, thank you for showing up today.
Of course.
And you're always a lot.
Hey, it was either this or help my dad
load cattle
in the wet rain and mud and yeah. So I don't know. I think I'll take this pick and stay dry pretty much.
The head of the Beckham County FSA, he sent out a text message to me.
Uh-huh.
He said, "Man, I'm gonna have to learn her up on some of them."
Yeah, you might want to teach me about some of these. It's a lot of abbreviations.
Yeah, there's one I don't know what it is. So I'll figure it out. Anyway, that's coming up. And I went to the FSA office in Greer County yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Met with smiling faces, Whitney and the lady down there. Oh, there's a guy working in there now, too, so I can't forget about him. Anyway, they're good. They're just as good of folks as the ones in Beckham County. Oh. Amy, Jen, Brian, Lori, all kinds of them going on over there. Anyway. Treat your local FSA office, FSA, yeah, FSA office with total respect, and don't be calling tomorrow because deadlines are tomorrow. NAP for your grasses deadline tomorrow. Your ARP, PLC, you know what those mean?
Nope.
Due tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow, folks. Come on, help them out here. See you Thursday.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be here Thursday.
All right. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill. God bless.
And
yeah, God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is KECO.